Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Captain's log.
Let's hear it.
There's disappointment. He hasn't yet.
I think this will be my last entry for the bidet a day, or what all the names, logger, bidet a day.
Yeah.
Or
blog of bidet. Yeah. Logbook.
Yeah. Logbook is still my favorite. We're getting a lot of mixed messages from the texters, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them are like, I want to follow you on this spelunking journey.
I don't know if I've seen that text.
I sent it. Did it not go through? I think there's people who are curious. I put a bidet in, and because Tiak encouraged me to, I've shot it at myself in more than one way, but up until... Well, as of yesterday, I hadn't used it for its intended purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for the record, I encourage everyone to get one. Mm-hmm. The easiest way, in my opinion, genuinely, and not joking, the easiest way to change your life is to get a bidet. Install a bidet at your house.
Well, okay, hold on. I just realized you've been to Brazil multiple times. They have bidets there.
So it's different?
Is it the spraying that...
I don't have this at my house, but do houses still have, in your kitchen sink, you have the sink, and then the other thing you pull up that you spray with?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Some.
That is the bidet in Brazil. It is a hose on the side, mm-hmm. and you pick it up and like direct it. It's the exact same hose you use in the kitchen. Like you put it under there and rinse yourself.
Okay.
So,
or is it a separate thing sometimes too? My buddy had a bidet growing up.
Move your body over.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
It's just the hose like hanging there behind the toilet and you grab it and go.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that. Cause when I was in Brazil, it was a separate thing.
I've used that a little bit, but it's different because you have so much control over it. The weird thing about Brazil is everything's septic. So they grab, like if you're from America, the first time you go to the bathroom, they like grab you outside and like, have you ever gone to the bathroom in Brazil before? I'm like, does the toilet suck you in or what happens?
Are you they're coming like, with me?
They're very affectionate, but no. You never, ever, never, ever, never put anything in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like,
nothing.
If you blow your nose or wipe your butt with the toilet paper, which they have toilet paper, that goes in the waste paper basket, which is because it'll clog everything up down there if you put paper in there. So that's why you want a bidet, because you don't want to be the one that put to put the wrong thing in the...
Yeah. It's bad enough clogging a toilet when you're a guest at someone's house, let alone the whole septic system.
So, yes. So, they teach you, and they don't teach you, but they walk you in there. Have you ever seen one of these? Like, what? And then they spray it into the toilet. And like, well, why am I spraying? And like, you don't spray it in the toilet. You point it.
You have use. You are experience.
But it's totally different than sitting there and just having, because you also control the flow. You're like, a little bit. And like, this is just like, you turn on, it's like, and it's somehow laser directed, like,
then why don't you start it further back and like guide it yourself?
Okay.
Listen. I'm trying to help you out because I do think that this is a mental block.
So I don't know how to say this, but I am the most regular person. In fact, I'm kind of a one or two times a day kind of person when it comes to doing number twos.
Nice. Good.
I did not do a number two yesterday at all. Zero. So out of two, I scored zero.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you are taking like a lot of extra supplements and...
Yeah, but one of the supplements is colon blow.
Right? Right? Okay.
Well, wait, what does that one do?
So for my last entry into the logger, I woke up this morning in my bedroom, which is adjacent to my bathroom, obviously. And because the other time that I have gone to the bathroom 2 days ago, I was downstairs and I didn't have time to make it upstairs.
Right. Yeah, a blown opportunity.
Contractions were close enough together. I went in. It was not as satisfying of a number two as I wanted it to be for having taken a day off. You know what I'm talking about. Where you're like, whoa! Look what I made. That's the one you like, if you have a cig other, you're like,
no.
You're telling me you've never gone like.
No.
No, never. Never. I can't.
Okay, well, I have. When it's impressive. When you're like, look at that.
Oh my God.
It's like, anyway, it was not impressive. But I was able to.
You did it.
I did it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Congratulations.
I think it's more of a curse than anything I've ever experienced in my life because I, like T Hack, am now. I want everyone to try it. Yes. I want, if you've never tried it, I'm going to give you my home address. You come by and I will shoot water so far up your backside. But to your point, you've said, like, it's frustrating because you're like, I swear to God, it's going to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
But and then.
People are scared of it.
Yeah, scared of it. But I use the analogy. If you got that type of thing, if you had some sort of accident that it got anywhere else on your body, would you just use toilet paper?
If you got poo on your elbow, yeah. Would you just go like, oh, here you go?
Would you wipe it and be like, that's good enough? Or would you probably
wash it
Or would
it
you
off.
Come
wash
to TX's house and let him fire? So if you text in right now, 303-222-5423, if you're on the south end of town, we'll give you TX address.
Perfect.
Okay. North Enders will give you T Hack's address.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.